Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now Joel, we have to start with the U.S. equity markets because, boy oh boy, are we seeing some volatility, and I think even today is just another reminder to all those perma-bears that these markets, there's this buy-the-dip mentality, and no matter how bad markets look early on in the week or even from day to day, it seems like any day they can get bought right back and head right back higher. And that's what we're seeing today, because yesterday, pretty bad day for the markets. At the tail end of the day, we started to see a buy get back in. And then today, markets are moving higher, taking back all of those losses, and even in the S&P, filling that gap that was put in yesterday. Joel, what's your takeaway from the volatility, but I think even more importantly, this buy the dip mentality still being in the markets?
Hi, Corey. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm a little uncomfortable. I still have my space suit on from joining Mr. Bezos on that flight. I was the person that paid the $28 million, but I didn't want my name revealed, and I just had him drop me in my backyard on the way back. So
now you're revealing your name. Wow, that's
yeah,
that's bold.
Yeah, only to the Corlin Economic Report crowd. Because I love you guys over there in Canada, and I guess you're throughout the world. But no, a lot of interesting dynamics here. And I'll throw a question your way, Corey. In 2021, how many times do you think the S&P 500 has had back-to-back down weeks?
Back-to-back down weeks?
Yeah.
Like, I think once. Is it
twice?
Once? Twice. Twice. Okay.
Yes. 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 And the initial time, it went a little bit lower than the third week, and you know what happened. The second time that it happened in May, it didn't even blink, and it went up. So, you know, you have precedence here for the move. I think there was a confluence of events yesterday. The Delta variant, obviously, rearing its ugly head, and concerns over that. That sent people rushing into the dollar and treasuries and safe haven. So it was determined early Sunday night. Also, you had a hack, I believe, of Microsoft email. So you had a determination early on Sunday night in the futures trade. There was going to be a risk-off day. And then, boom, boom, momentum gets going to the downside. Sellers beget more sellers, and you have the kind of day. The way the market's reacting today, when people miss the dip, like that was a dip yesterday, and even me, I'm looking, should I dip, should I long, should I deploy the assets? Well, once you have that snack back rally, then everyone wants to buy, right? And going into this morning, looking at my levels, looking at my, like I knew I wasn't going to get a shot at anywhere near the low. So I'm not the only one. I'm not, moving huge blocks of stocks or futures. So they have to adjust their game plan. And to adjust their game plan, they have to be prepared to pay up from the low. And you had one quick, you had a strong after hours. You had a strong pre-market this morning. You had one dip. Market tried to go unchanged, and it didn't. And then all those people that were buyers on weakness yesterday were rewarded. The people that did buy on weakness and were looking for a second shot, they're right back at Friday's levels. It never happened, folks. That's the market. So this has gone a little bit farther today than I thought it would. But hey, looking at Friday's close, 43.18.50, we've already taken back half of the move. Why not? Why not hold in here and go back up to all-time highs? So a lot of dynamics behind the move yesterday. It just goes to show you, if you stick with the long-term investing plan and, you stick your neck out on down days, and you're rewarded. So that's my take. And, I'm S&P 500-centric, so that's what I like to focus on. And that's what I'll continue to focus on.
Yeah, looking at the S&P too, I like following that. And quite frankly, you pull up a daily chart, and for the last about 4 or 5 months, every time the S&P has dropped down to that 50-day moving average, it's rebounded. And that's pretty much almost exactly where it stopped out yesterday. Dropped a little bit below the 50-day, but then rebounded again. Now, Joel, out of all of the stocks yesterday, there was a lot of red on the screen. but you follow individual companies very closely. There were some stocks that were actually up yesterday, bucking that trend. Any significance in those stocks?
Yeah, and, you know, catalysts, right? You got to identify the catalyst behind stocks. And what a powerful catalyst in 2020 was stock splits. And that's exactly what NVIDIA did at the end of May. And it just had an unprecedented run, 4-for-1 stock split. The stock was at 580, 590, got all the way to 835, appreciated 42% on a stock split. Now, you started to peel off a little bit going into the actual split adjusted date, which was today, right? So yesterday, you know, people, hey, it's splitting. I want to own it today. I want more shares. Also, if you're short NVIDIA, which hasn't been a good trade, do you want to be short 4 times as many shares when they get assigned to you the next morning? So I think you had some short covering. You had the pre-market low. You had a catalyst, and boom, NVIDIA just rocketed out of the gate. A little continuation this morning. Historically, stocks, and after they've had a run up from the stock split, they tend to taper off a little bit. Now, Tesla blew some people out of the water if you were employing that strategy. And I believe Apple had a continuation move. But NVIDIA is going back more standards. It's down 340 today. Big run yesterday, so going opposite the market because of that. Other stocks that we were looking to buy the dip in was Amazon, regardless of what, you know, the big flight today. That had a big breakout out of an 11-month trading range out of 3550. Went to nearly 3800. And then a lot of times old resistance becomes new support. Now you had some market dynamics yesterday that took it down to 3500, which was a psychological number. But has earnings at the end of the month, right? Who doesn't want to be long Amazon into earnings? And now it's $83 above that low that it made yesterday. The other stocks we had talked about, Tesla, that had just been kind of beat up already. And so that showed some support near. And I'm not just picking like stock. I'm picking levels, and then I'm picking the story, and I'm trying to make the story fit the levels. That's what we try and do on pre-market prep. And Tesla's responded. The other one was AMC, and that's just because it's AMC. You know, the thing went from 70 and change to 30. It filled the gap in trading. If you're short the thing, and they're talking about a new variant, and everyone's feared about lockdowns, if you're a contrarian trader, you're saying, I'm using this opportunity to cover. And that's what happened. That ended up on the day, and it's having another good long day today, up $5. So you got to be able to, you know, look for catalysts in stocks like that. Not all stocks go down on bad days, and not all stocks go up on good days.
So, Joel, big picture, yesterday seemed like a very risk-off trade. We saw treasuries move higher and the dollar move higher. Today, well, we're getting a more risk-on trade because a lot is green on my screen. But we're still seeing the U.S. dollar up, and treasuries aren't really dropping all that much. We still have the 10-year below, or, well, just over 1.2%. So is there, in your eyes, still a little bit of this defensive trade still in these markets?
Yeah, I think there's so much uncertainty right now. Like, are we... I mean, basically, what have we been talking about? What have market pundits been talking about? Are we in an overheated economy, rapid and expanding? We need interest rates to go up to curb inflation, which Mr. Powell says no, no, no to. And then, are we going into a lockdown again? Or is this, you know, is deja vu all over again? Is the economy slowing? Are we going to need more stimulus, lower interest rates? So I still think there's some trepidation on the part of investors to go all in on the growth scenario. It seems tech works no matter what. But yeah, there's still, some, I mean, no one knows. Are we in an overheating economy and rates are going up? Rates going down, which I don't think. So I just don't think rates are going anywhere. And I think money managers have had a good 20, a good 21, end of the quarter, little market uncertainty. hey, why not? Why not lock in that 1 and 1.25, 1.5% for a couple months and be choosy? So that's what I just think, you know, there's always the rotation. And right now there's like, okay, well, I don't immediately want to rotate out of this and into this. Maybe I'll sit on cash for a month. You know, maybe the market will consolidate finally. So I think that's the complexion of what you're seeing in the market.
It is summer, too. Let's remember that, right? And people are getting away, so they are looking potentially to just park their money into something. But usually that is big tech as well. And hey, some of those are bouncing back, too. Joel, quick comment regarding gold, though. Gold really weathered the storm yesterday when there was all that red on the screen, but it didn't exactly scream higher in that safe haven trade. The gold stocks continue to get sold off. A little bit of a rebound today, but nothing like the rebound that we're seeing in U.S. equity markets. How's gold fitting into this whole scenario in your eyes?
It's just a trading range, and I'll stick with it until it proves me wrong. You know, silver got hit hard yesterday, took out, made a new low of the move, and I think maybe that's a little bit more of an industrial metal, and if the economy's slowing down, maybe people were looking at that. But, you know, gold held its own. You know, we talk about the half numbers in the whole number, 1750, 1800, 1850 being barriers. The rebound off the low failed shy of 1850, even shy of 1840. You had to dip under 1800, and that was, that was snapped up. So now we'll sit and go and maybe chop between 1800 and 1840 or 50 and then break out again. So gold held up well yesterday. Now it's unchanged, 15 bucks off the high. That's not a good sign. I'd be concerned if gold couldn't clear that 1840 within a couple days or it breaks down below 1800. Because if silver is any indication where gold wants to go, we're looking at a new low of the move. And that's exactly what you have in the silver market under $25. You are coming into some monthly support here, or it's more weekly support under 25. So that's what I'm looking at in the gold and silver markets.
All right, Joel, we'll wrap it up here. Great chatting with you, buddy, and a very interesting week, start of the week, especially for investors. People paying attention right now are seeing this volatility, but again, this rebound in the markets, that's the key takeaway. This whole buy the dip mentality still very much prevalent.
Yeah, Corey, I just want to add one thing. My website, in addition to doing bit things on Benzinga, we've launched premarketprep.com, and I'd send out a weekly newsletter, kind of the same information you're getting here, but wrapped up on looking at the prior week and then the week ahead. And then also after the pre-market prep show at 9 a.m., I've been doing pre-market prep plus from 9 to 9:30. That's a subscription product. You can try it out for 5 days. Come and join me. I basically cover any stock that you want to cover on any time frame. So a little shameless plug there. And also coming on August 20th, Dennis, my partner from the pre-market prep show, and I are going to be doing a 3-hour educational webinar on introduction to professional trading. So even if you're not a professional or don't want to be a professional, to get the ideas behind what professional traders are looking for in their tactics can definitely help you in your long-term investing.
Hey, great stuff, Joel. I enjoy listening to all of your content, and I'll be posting whatever links you need me to so that people can get to those sites and follow along with you. Really appreciate your time today, Joel. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thank you.